Illinois' primary is right around the corner on March 15th. And now that the results from Super Tuesday are in, we wanted to get an idea of what Illinois voters can expect to see in the next 2 weeks. First up, we'll look at the race for the Republican nomination. Tony Arnold has that story.
Even with as strong of a showing as Donald Trump got last night, Paul Minch is not taking a win in Illinois for granted. Minch is from West Suburban Downers Grove, and he's a delegate for Donald Trump. He says part of the appeal of Trump, why he'd go so far as to be a delegate for him, is because he likes Trump's book, The Art of the Deal.
I find that, you know, he says a lot, I'm going to make deals. I know that scares some people, but he doesn't say he's going to make bad deals.
Here's an example. Minch says a strong starting point in negotiations for Trump is his proposal to ban Muslims from coming into the country. And then, he says, negotiations can go from there. Minch says he's knocked on doors on behalf of Trump and has found supporters all around the area. That's despite quite a few Illinois Republicans who have been vocal about stopping Trump from winning the nomination.
What I'm hoping is Trump will win them over just like he won me over when they have no other choice, when their candidate finally does drop out.
It's, to me, not a good day for the GOP.
That is Ron Sandak, also from Downers Grove. Sandak is the state representative in Springfield and a delegate for Ohio Governor John Kasich.
I mean, he's the anti-Trump.
And Sandak knows Kasich has an uphill climb after Super Tuesday's results. That's why Sandak has high hopes about March 15th, which is the primary day for both Illinois and Ohio.
I continue to hope, and it may be, you know, wishful thinking on my part, but I continue to hope that when this race turns to the Midwest, where sensible Midwestern values and common sense will be on display, that there'll be a pivot.
Sandak says the politics of his home area, DuPage County, have changed in recent years, and now it's a whole mix of different types of Republicans. But he hopes it's still enough to change the course of the way the Republican presidential race is going, away from Donald Trump. I'm Tony Arnold.
Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, delegates say they have ideas about how their candidate can win in Illinois. Lauren Children has that story.
Northwest Suburban Hanover Park trustee Herb Porter has long been a supporter of Hillary Clinton. And this election season, he has three college graduates in his family who are all struggling with student debt. And he'll be honest, he likes Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, and he says free education for all sounds nice, but he doesn't think it's going to work.
You can't discriminate who you're going to provide it for, so do we want Bruce Rauner's children or Donald Trump's children or other billionaires and millionaires' children to have access to free education while you're going to be taxing middle-income people to pay for that? So there are some problems with that.
Porter watched as Clinton picked up a majority of the Super Tuesday states last night. And in order to add Illinois to that list on March 15th, he says Clinton needs to stay consistent.
I hope she doesn't get in front of herself. I think that she needs to concentrate on winning the nomination. There'll be plenty of time to deal with Donald Trump.
But on the Sanders side, State Representative Will Guzzardi from Chicago says his candidate should focus on the possibility that Donald Trump could be the GOP nominee.
National polls have Hillary Clinton in a neck-and-neck race against Donald Trump, which gives us a coin flip chance that we have a racist, fascist madman as the next president of this country. That's not a chance I want to take. Senator Sanders polls considerably ahead of Donald Trump.
Guzzardi says he's not discouraged that Sanders didn't win as many states as Clinton last night. For one thing, he says many of those states are more demographically aligned with her. He thinks Sanders' message will really resonate in states like Illinois that have big, diverse urban centers like Chicago. And as other Sanders delegates like to remind you, not even half the states have voted yet. I'm Lauren Chulgen.